guys, something's happened to me. I need to make an announcement to you guys today and to the Hit fam, particularly those that are joining us on Friday for our Mum's Gone Wild.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you know we're doing that on Friday. We're taking a bunch of Newcastle mums out and the Hunter mums who haven't been out in ages.
That's right. We're hitting the town. We're bouncing around and we have locked in a private space at King Street nightclub, a fine establishment, a tried and tested establishment that some of these women probably haven't stepped foot in for 15, 20 years, possibly if ever.
Yep.
They've got their own private DJ as well and room and, you know, we're going to multiple venues. Anyway, I was very excited about it. I am excited about it. It was going to be a big day. We're starting in the afternoon and we're going into the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But something has is going to slow my performance of that day down a little bit. And I want to let you guys know right now.
Nothing slows the duck, man.
What do you mean?
I know. This is why I feel
very
bad.
Have you had a wart burnt off too and you can't hold glasses? Well, like Gilly.
That's just Nick. Yeah. Old wart boy.
Oh, my God. No, wart. Okay.
No, I received a phone call on Friday last week from Channel 9, from the Today Show producers, the weekend Today Show. So obviously the Today Show with Carl Stefanovic and stuff like that. So on Monday to Friday, they've got the weekend today.
And then what are they? Don't put Smash down into disrepute.
Yeah, something like that. And they called me and told me that they want me to start doing weekend TV crosses for them.
Oh, cool,
my
man.
God, hello.
Yeah, which would be good fun. So they've obviously seen Smashdown, the kids' TV show I did, and they know I'm doing the radio stuff, and they're like, hey, we'd love you to come and do some TV crosses. The first one's in Sydney. It's basically just like, it's a weekend show. We cross to you. What's going on in Sydney?
Dickie Wilkins going to cross.
Dickie will cross to me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, bang, here I am. Obviously somewhere at 8:45 in the morning, creating a bit of hype and energy with wherever I am. Probably something to do with Minions and kids or something like that.
And it could be anywhere in New South Wales.
Yeah. I'm the New South Wales rep, so yes. I'll obviously try and bring things to Newcastle as much as I can.
Of course.
Starts off in Sydney. It's a once a month thing right now for the first two, and that it might move to a weekly thing.
Okay.
Depending how
good your bants is with
Dickie. Yes. It's my first live national TV cross.
Man, congratulations.
That is awesome. So exciting.
Pretty sure I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
But hang on, what's this got to do with Mum's Gone Wild?
Well, then they told me that they want me to do it in Sydney. I've got to be in Sydney very early on Saturday morning. Mum's Gone Wild's on Friday.
Did you hear that thing I said about King Street?
Yeah.
And like that's...
I know, the private bar in King Street. Yeah. I know. It's going to be...
That's where we're ending.
I know.
That's not like lunch.
I've got to like get up and drive to Sydney at like 4 a.m. on the Saturday.
Oh my God.
Mm.
What's the beauty of breakfast television even on the weekend?
When's the last train?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, like the night before.
Yeah.
Do the night before train.
Do the night before train.
You want Ducko, sweet angelic Ducko, no offence, who look... You can't fight. You want him to go on the train.
Whoa! Have you seen me fight?
Please.
Come on. Please.
You want him to get on the train.
I fight with words.
1 a.m. or whatever, half cut.
Yeah.
And go to Sydney on his own.
I don't know.
In his Mum's Gone Wild get up, which I've got a leopard print shirt for him. I haven't told him yet, but I bought you both leopard print shirts.
I don't want to wear that.
You want him to get on the train?
Tell me he wouldn't fit in with the wildlife.
I would. I definitely would.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if that's the best idea, but what is the alternative?
I don't know. The alternative is I stay in Newcastle, and then my wife and I get up very early next day and drive. I get her to drive.
Yep.
And we go to Sydney, and then I do the TV cross. Morgan's like, okay, maybe we'll put a hot washer on your face in the car, so it can like help your face and stuff
that's
like that.
That's right. I've got all the masks you could
all
possibly need. I've got under eye depuff.
Yes.
I've got sorbeline.
Good, thank you. And you've got a lot of that.
You're putting sorbeline before live television. Do you need to do like hair and makeup and all that? Because that adds time onto your morning.
Yes, hair and makeup. I need to look pretty.
And as you said, this is currently once a month, depending how well it goes, potentially more.
Correct. And it's like an audition of sorts for me. So it's my first live national TV. I did the kids show. We filmed as if it was live, but it's, you know, it's live TV. And
we can't stuff up the first one.
No, I can't do a bad job. And I can't lean into it like I do in this show when I'm hungover and like, oh, I'm hungover today. I can't go on national TV on the Saturday and be like,
because
I'm hungover.
Who watches breakfast morning television? It's, you know, families.
Yes.
Maybe young children, you can't be going on being like, gosh, come straight from Mum's Gone Wild to King is.
Exactly. But I don't want to let the mums down. You know what I mean?
That's true. But what might be a loss for you, I think will definitely be a win for us. Whatever happens, there'll be some content in it for us. Yeah. So thank you, Ducko.
You're so right.
You could see the beginning of the end of my TV career. Yeah.
Should we get Dickie on? Yeah. For a feedback session.
A review.
Jeez. Perhaps. Yeah. good luck.
Thank you. So I will let you guys know and the mums know now that I might not be full game on Friday, but I'll try.
Remember when we did Who's More Famous? We asked for night out fuel. You know, what should we be drinking on Friday?
Yeah.
Obviously responsibly, Gilly. Yeah. Vodka Red Bull 1.
Yes.
You know, so that'll keep you perked at least.
It will keep me going.
Possibly well into your cross.
I bend right through and then drive.
You probably will be doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
Trying to sleep.
Okay. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Make some interesting TV.
Some very interesting TV.
What is weekend television if not interesting?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karl Stefanovic, iconic moment after the Logie.
But he can do that when he's Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah, look, he'd have been in the job at 13 years at that stage, but, who cares?
The 1 minute cross with the guy from Newcastle Breakfast Radio on in Sydney.
You can do it when you're 13 seconds into the job.